Merci.
May I ask you a question, Chilagode?
Sure.
Tomorrow is near Jala Codicy. If we've made any defects in the previous codices for the year, how to properly observe it?
Tomorrow or day after tomorrow?
Yes. No, tomorrow. Tomorrow here. Monday.
America, tomorrow here?
Yeah.
Calendar says tomorrow.
কি বলছে?
বলছে কালকে নির্জলা একাদশী।
কালকে?
হ্যাঁ, বলে হুইচ একাদশী উই হ্যাভ অবজার্ভড আর বিফোর ইফ দ্যাট ইজ এ ডিফেক্ট দ্যাট ইউ কুড নট অবজার্ভ প্রপারলি দেন ইফ ইউ ডু দিস নির্জলা একাদশী প্রপারলি এভরিথিং উইল বি কম্প্রোমাইজড অর নট।
Now, how to observe?
So how to observe?
So that everything will be.
We should clear. Try to do all.
Now, the correction is that see, if there is defect, there is.
Or if any defect, no harm.
In previous ones,
go on doing by chanting name, everything will be okay.
Should one clean one's teeth?
बोलते हैं दांत माँझ बे की माँझ बे ना. Should one clean his teeth or not?
Why not?
Because using
water. You should not take the
inside.
No shower.
If you take bath or not.
Bath you don't drink.
No, but anyhow
so water,
it will go in
so
your
water,
body.
Water in your...
Does it... That means charnamit? You should not take. Do pranam.
Achamam not.
No. Achamam korbe ki korbe na.
Achamam valli up
to touch by lip.
Not.
Don't take like chicken.
Never you should drink.
It's supposed to go to your heart, isn't it?
Only touch your lip. Not like Vrindavan.
When you do achman, the water is supposed to go to your heart.
Valli to for this.
Vrindavan told you, water will go to your heart.
No.
And he told that he has seen in
only touch lips.
Vrindavan told you, has seen in Hari Bhakti Vilas. I know who has translated. Well, you have to achaman doing like on chicken. You can tell what he told.
It says in Hari Bhakti Vilas,
what?
Proper way to do achaman is like down
seat?
Like
yes.
Like this.
Yeah, so
like a chicken.
This proper way.
He can do on behalf of everyone.
It says
I have not seen any.
And it says when you take achman that it has to come into the body and goes to the heart, purify heart. It says
Vrindavan Purana.
Hari Bhakti Vilas. Other day, but not on Ekadasi.
Right. Okay.
Srila Gurudev, actually what? This, if we observe Nirjala Ekadashi, if we observe Nirjala Ekadashi, so, but previously we have somehow or other not observed Ekadashi.
Why not?
This will compensate, no, I'm observing. Right. Actually it will compensate or not compensate?
I have told,
just now.
Yeah. Oh, so,
by chanting Harinam.
But have to observe everything, only. All Ekadashis.
Not doing other Ekadasi well, it will not be by
this ninja.
Yeah.
You'll have to do this surface.
Every Ekadasi.
And have to drink achman.
Only for Bhim, there is ki Bhim Ekadasi. Bhim Ekadasi.
Not for
only for him.
Na, eitai unar jonno. Pandava Nirjala Ekadasi.
Pandava Nirjala. That is, this is.
Because
only for him.
For Bhim it is.
We always understood if someone didn't observe Ekadasi during the whole year, that if they observe this Ekadasi with, you know, very strictly, then
what it is written,
then they won't get bad reaction for not following
prior Ekadasi.
Not true.
No, not at all.
No, this is, I mean, we always thought this. Yeah.
No.
Everybody
from that Krishna Balaram Swami, that book that you told us not to read.
Everyone thinking like this.
No, huh? No, this is
wrong. We never think. We heard first time from your lotus leaf.
No. He say
it's common now. It's common practice.
In ISKCON, all are wrong.
In ISKCON, that is
ISKCON has discovered this.
Yeah. Yes. Because of Bheem. They were following because Bheem did. And
They are not Bheem.
ওখানে পাণ্ডবরা দ্রৌপদী সকলেই নিজ এলাকা সকলের কাছে নিজ এলাকায় করতেন, ভীম বলে আমাদের হবে না আমি খাবো
অল।
তো তখন কৃষ্ণ বললেন তুমি একটা নিজ এলাকা করো।
সেম টাইম আপ টু স্বর্গ স্বামী রূপ সনাতন দে ইউজ টু ডু অল একাশি নির্জলা অল, লাইক অম্বরীশ মহারাজ ফার্স্ট ডে সঞ্জম
কন্ট্রোল,
second day
nirjala,
nirjala third day
one time
yes.
The pandava nirjala ekadasi, all pandavas used to observe ekadasi. Bhim told it's not possible for me to nirjala every time. Then Krishna told okay, other time you can take fruits or root, but one must you have to first nirjala ekadasi. So for consider for Bhim to do one nirjala but have to observe all ekadasi, so it's called pandava
India,
nirjala ekadasi.
Generally they do Nirjala Ekadasi. But Swamiji introduced that there are Western devotees some week, they should take three times Anukalpa, but they take Brihat Kalpa. Understand?
Brihat Kalpa.
They only added some log, good amount for full stomach.
But it is not. Good. Only anukalpins to maintain life.
Little only.
Mm. But they are telling if we don't take sufficient, we have no strength, no power.
Bogus. That was the argument of Mohini.
Guru Maharaj, what about swallowing one's saliva?
বলছে মুখে তো লাল আছে আর ঢোক ঘিটি, ওটা কি হবে? No problem. This is no problem.
Stop breathing also.
Yeah.
They have to sit like chicken. They have to sit like chicken.
Care of garden, very good. Now so many vegetables may come. Thank you.
Srila Prabhupada said that Krishna will fulfill your desire as much as you desire, not more than that. So how do we increase that desire for preaching?
He's telling that Swamiji has told...
His Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, has told that Krishna will fulfill your desire up to the amount that you desire. So his, if you have any desire to preach, yeah, Krishna,
preach,
then Krishna will fulfill that, but not more than what we desire.
Well, how to increase our desire for preaching?
How can we increase our desire for preaching?
That our parampara has done like so. Narad, Vyas, Sukadeva Goswami, Sarva Goswami Mahaprabhu, all has done to do bhajan himself, and Guru Haiya Taro Yei Desh.
Amaragai Guru Haiya Taro Yei Desh.
Means, you should be qualified and then teach and preach. If you are not following yourself, nothing realization, then what can you preach? So you should know first all Siddhant, and then your preaching will be successful. So we should think that, this is also a bhajan. So must we should do to help others. Preaching means what? To help others. Krishna has told in Gita to Arjuna, tell is those who are not selfishless, those who are bad, those who are bad, don't tell them. Only those who have
little Shraddha.
Shraddha means
faith.
Honor. Only to them. In Bhagavatam, Krishna has told Uddhav, what I am telling Uddhav Sambhad to you, that we are discussing, don't tell it to those who have no nishtha shraddha. Only to those who have some shraddha and some qualities. Otherwise, don't. In Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Sanatan Goswami and Jiva Goswami in Satsandarbha has told, by these books, they should not read those who have not shraddha. Everywhere. We can hear if shraddha. And shraddha where? We see that so much gain will be, transcendental gain. Then shraddha will be.
So, but Saraswati Thakur told one place that for preaching you have to try minimum 3 times to increase shraddha in him. If he still is too much atheist, no shraddha, then don't try anymore. But at least you have to try 3 times. Prabhupada bolche onto tin bar tomake chesta korte hobe kauke prachar korar jonno. Jodi shraddha ekdom nai, ekdom puro dead against, tale okari korbe na.
Those who are not qualified, don't tell Hare Krishna, oh, you should chant. We should increase his shraddha and then. If a guru is not following this, he will fall down.
Dhritarashtra did not have shraddha much, but still Sanjaya speaking.
He will say.
Dhritarashtra has not so much shraddha, still Sanjaya is speaking to everything.
No.
Krishna has allowed for that. And you, in the last Vidur, inspired him to go to forest, giving up everything. And he took him and took him to Rishikesh or Haridwar. And there, what became?
Our Sanjay told not.
His body was
burnt to ashes.
And Sanjay was telling, Vyasadeva has allowed for this.
Yeah.
This is blind person. One day its eyes should open. He should think, that is why.
And you want
he
to
should see that his all sons are dead, to whom he was so loving much. So much. And he was doing partiality between Pandavas and Kauravas.
And he want to see the Mahabharata battle, then Vyasadeva told, I will give divine vision. The people, I never seen anyone I could not recognize. Better you can give to Sanjay and Sanjay narrate me everything. So Vyasadeva did so. Chalo.
For this, I am attracting you.
I feel very attracted, Gurudev.
But anyhow, you are very lucky.
Gurudev, every day.
Your everything is engaged in Krishna service.
He's reading every day one chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Very good, very good.
Dal?
Dal, yes.
Yesterday.
Why?
That day. That you like so much.
Oh, I like. My favorite is coconut dal.
Yes.
Also, Bhudhar Prabhu also.
Yes.
Srila Gurudev, you mentioned in Malaysia on the morning walk to Giri Maharaj that if preaching is going on, there will be some symptoms. There will be 5 or 4 symptoms, I remember. Could you repeat what this is?
What?
He's chastising Giri Maharaj when he had beard for shaving. And then he said, if you are really preaching, then there will be some result. You think you are preaching better than others?
Apni bolechilen, Giri Maharaj saved korechilo, to onake apni dhomkiyechilen. He told he's bad, good for preaching. Then you told that we are preaching or you are preaching. Who is preaching better than? Yeah. We are preaching better or you are preaching better? They told, no, Guru, you are preaching better. Then he told, I never saving without saving. If I preach better, why could not do so being a sannyasi?
He told me.
Then after that,
I told him, why you have
shaven.
Saving.
any of our brahmachari and sannyasi has not done. Then he told that for preaching I have done. We have saved and we are preaching more, are you? Then he admitted that no, you and all other sannyasi. Then why? In future, if you will say, then I will reject you.
Then he told preaching some, is 12 symptoms.
Some symptoms.
One symptom that manpower will increase, more disciples will come, and money will come. Yeah. What you more. Did? How many you arrange for this?
If anyone is preaching, but anyone is not inspired, and anyone not going to take shelter of Guru and initiation, then his preaching is like zero.
Then he told how many disciples you
also,
made, how much money you
money
made.
Will follow him. Don't Vaishnava does not want, but even it will come. So this is.
Then he told,
so the effect successful preaching is that as much as devotees he can inspire to take Harinam, their life will be successful. His preaching is like so much high class of preaching.
Then he told what you did, manpower or money power, what you did.
I told that what you have done as in nothing. You preach so and anyone is not coming to take Harinam, then what is the preaching? How much money you have given to me? Nothing. So why preaching? And saved.
No, it didn't come.
Srila Gurudev, some devotees think that we should no need to preach now. We are not advanced yet. First we will read, we will chant. Then when we become advanced, then we will chant.
They should enjoy world and they should return back. And take birth card after birth, and they should suffer pain in life. And
you don't they accept, should go. You don't accept this idea.
Guru, how can we help fulfill Bhaktivinoda Thakur's mission to make Krishna consciousness the worldwide religion?
We are doing like so. Swamiji, Srila Prabhupada, Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, after him, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, everywhere he preached, and which he left for me, I'm completing his remnant also in this way.
And for preaching, you told also, that to whom you preaching, they will be Shraddhal towards you and Shraddhal towards Gurudev. Well, what point you have, among four, what you did? You told that when you are preaching properly, then people will be Shraddhal towards you and they will be Shraddhal towards Gurudev. So what you have done so far for the among these four points? Neither Gurudev, nothing.
Gurudev, one of the proper disciples, Jayapataka, he claimed to have about 60,000 disciples. When we consider that a successful preaching,
but he himself did not chant. And he is not established in bhakti. What to tell him? I know in India, what name? There is a person, Asaram Bapu. He gives diksha, initiation by phone.
So many thousand at a time.
Stadium. At a time, thousand and thousand. He is better than him.
Asaram Murari.
Kripalu.
You know Kripalu Maharaj?
Kripalu.
No.
Oh. Jagat Guru.
He's now in jail.
Srila Gurudev, Ravi Shankar, this is Jordan. He is serving in ISKCON, living and serving in ISKCON in Brahmachari and Bay Area. He's come now to take shelter of you.
Very good, very good.
Jordan. Jordan. He wants to come and take Harinam today.
Very good.
You want to hear him out classes?
Hmm?
Yes.
Our Srila Prabhupada wanted this planetarium to be constructed in Mayapur. So now GBC has pledged to construct this many crores, 60 million planetarium. But mostly they are doing because they want to gather all our God brothers, all Prabhupada disciples together, because they are seeing many devotees fleeing and taking shelter at your feet. Do you think we should support this project?
मायापुर में वो एक बहुत बड़ा तारा ग्रह बनाने वाले हैं,
इसमें अभी बनाया नहीं है,
नहीं है, उसका बहुत बड़ा बजट है, इसलिए कि
60 मिलियन डॉलर लगेगा,
आपकी तरफ आ रहे हैं, उसको बनाने से वो नहीं आएंगे हम.
And they are telling, they are telling that this is the desire of Srila Bhakti Vinod Swami Maharaj. So all his followers should
unite. Why you are thinking about them? What is the use?
Increase the bhakti by this?
Don't think about them.
But you said that successful preaching means followers and money.
So you should follow me.
Oh.
You should follow Bhakti Vedanta Swami.
Yeah.
You should follow Rupa Goswami. Why to them? And thinking about all with them. Then their bad quality may come. What is the teaching about the story that we told? Sea pigeon and male pigeon. What? Tell.
That
you heard?
Yes.
Who told this story? What?
That in this
he left something.
Human form of life is our chance to take up Krishna consciousness and all other forms of life. It is not possible. Only in the human form of life. So for this short flickering time, there's this, the example is given a stadium and going around.
No, no.
Don't know that.
The sea pigeon. I want sea pigeon and male pigeon.
So the someone else.
Something else I put it.
Excessive Vrindavanas.
No. My Bhart Prabhu.
Story of a pigeon?
Yeah. What is the teaching behind?
The teaching behind is to not become attached to your wife and family, to not even take wife and family, simply follow Sri Gurudev.
So, if anyone hearing this story, male pigeon was so much attached to his wife. Without her, he could not
survive. Survive his life.
And after that, children also came. So he was more attached. Death was here, but not
dancing.
Not seeing him. And what became? Out of love, both were killed by
hunter.
So if you will be attached with ladies, you must be, what, your
bhakti
and everything will be spoiled. Not only mrityu, death. Death is not bad. So, it has been not shown that the death. Death means here what?
Bhakti.
Spiritual
degrading
death.
From bhakti.
Spiritual death.
Spiritual death. So always we should know. If anyone, you are telling this story and not realizing and again marrying, having so much relations with children and wives, then nothing.
Srila Gurudev, we had so many lifetimes. We have husband, wife, etc. going, coming and going.
You are thinking all should. What?
Raghunath.
That was me.
But oftentimes we find that the husbands that have been able to defend themselves so strongly.
He's saying that sannyas renunciation, it is encouraged. It is encouraged, but he's saying in practical life, we see that the householders are more steady. They remain in household life.
Your what?
You cannot go further.
Your thinking, realization is like zero.
Zero.
The realization of real bhakts, high class uttam, we should follow them. Mm-hmm. What you are telling, it may be wrong. Mm-hmm. So this is what you are telling, not good.
Nirgun Prabhu was asking something. Nirgun Prabhu.
What?
The self-realized souls are finding it quite hilarious that the conditioned souls are wanting to marry because in actuality we are all female. And so I was reading that last night.
That he's saying that he was reading in one of our Guru Maharaj's books that in this world, when the liberated soul, when he sees the conditioned souls, he sees how they are trying to be married to each other and all, he sees that it is like comedy, like something funny, because both are female by soul, prakriti.
Yes, that is, I also used to tell this.
Yes, he also, yes.
I always tell like this.
Chalo, chalo.
They are not thinking that they are both female. Not realizing.
But nowadays females also marry.
in San Francisco.
We see many cases of God brothers, older devotees, who they have been married maybe once, twice even, then now they are reaching the age of 50, 55 years. But still they feel somehow that they must again have a partner. They say,
be careful.
They say they want to have companion. They don't want to have the sex life and the children, but they want to have companion.
They are speaking lie. They have so much lust and other things.
Companion.
High class of Vaishnava, they should be companions.
Why? Getting Muslim companion.
I'm enjoying
also.
And your clothes should change. The color of your clothes.
Because it's natural, because I'm conditioned soul, that I will become attached with my wife. I cannot stop this.
Oh, you should be with your wife, no harm. But don't be attached. But if you are married. And those who are not married, they should be careful.
But this attachment is natural because I'm
conditioned. No, natural. Maharaj Janak and others we have seen. Shivas Pandit we have seen. Mm. Their whole family, but not attached. For duty bound, they are doing supporting nursing. But not affection. Without wife, we cannot survive. You are telling something. The disciples of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, what I could not understand.
Some of them who are becoming old now, this last point?
Yes.
Some are becoming old now, even they have been with you for some years. They have been with you, following you for some years.
Now, yesterday, Guru Dasa, in class,
right? Yesterday.
In
class,
you made announcement.
After class.
Yeah. Oh, that. Yeah, because many devotees, many disciples of our Prabhupada, they feel so much
help and inspiration from your association. Mm-hmm. And we want that everyone will have a chance to hear from them what they are feeling. So we wanted to make recording of them to speaking about their, like, their personal experience in their spiritual life, how they have been helped by you in their relationship with our Srila Prabhupada as well as with you. It is good.
Satyug mein vidhivat diksha ka vidhan tha, Maharaj ji.
English, English.
In Satyuga, was there a...
Oh, yes.
Kyunki krati yug hai wo to. Sab kuch pehle hi krat krat hai log. To bhi kya vidhivat diksha leni padti thi yagya adi ke saath?
Why not? Brahma took initiation from Krishna. Narada took from Brahma.
To Bhagavati diksha hai na.
Anyhow. And also, Vyasdev took diksha from
Narada.
What is the meaning of diksha? First you should know. What?
Divya Gyanam Dadato Yat.
That mantra or what you mean?
Mantra?
Mantra
what
diksha?
What do you know by diksha?
Jisse Krishna ke saath sambandh gyan udit ho.
English.
Mantra jadi to hua ki nahi unka.
Bilkul hua.
To phir yahi to diksha hai. Ab mantra dene se bhi nahi hota hai to diksha nahi. Yahi to vidvat drudhi aur vidvat drudhi ki baat hai. Understand right?
Yes. Real diksha is that we have taken complete shelter and get nourished by sadhu sangha, by sadguru.
He has realized.
Yes. Yes.
This is diksha. Only given mantra, it is not diksha. Brahma took initiation from Krishna and one from flute.
Yes,
Kam Gayatri.
Yeah.
So, Gurudev, it means that unless we have realization of our Swarup or Siddhadeha, that
Siddhadeha,
then we like haven't, a, we haven't.
We should realize that, no, all tattva we should know and be established in them. What is relation with Krishna? No? And what it is our duty towards Krishna, we should know and should be established. This is real diksha.
Gurudev, you always said we are entering the school of diksha.
And now, by this mantra diksha of vidvadrudhi virti, only you are entering in the course of
diksha.
Only taking admission is not that you're a degree holder, it takes some time.
But if a child, baby, he has made in admitted in school, even he is a student, and if a PhD, he is also a student.
Any difference?
But difference so much?
Both are not same.
So diksha this, diksha this. To ignorant, not vidvadrudi, it is also diksha, but it is entrance, and that real diksha.
Shri Gurudev, I have one question regarding Raga Nuga Bhakti. So, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is telling that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rag Marg Bhakti Loke Korite Pracharan. He has come to give Rag Marg Bhakti. Many times you have also told that Mahaprabhu did not come to preach Vaidhi Bhakti, that has already been preached by other acharyas in other ages also, but he has come to give Rag Marg Bhakti. So in our line, all of our acharyas, they are in the line of Rupa Goswami, and they are trying to give this Rag Marg Bhakti. My question is, when Guru is teaching, beginning student, and he is teaching him as Rupa Goswami has described Vaidhi Bhakti. He is teaching in beginning. So is there a difference of that Vaidhi Bhakti that Rupa Nuga Acharya is teaching and compared to the Vaidhi Bhakti which was previously followed and preached?
What Ramanuj, Nimbaditya, Madhvacharya, they have preached. Badi Bhakti, Mahaprabhu and Rup Goswami, what he has preached is different. If anyone will follow Vaidhi Bhakti of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it means that he is beginning, entering in Raganuga.
Beginning stage of Raganuga.
If anyone will hear Chaitanya Charitamrita and Rup Sanatan Siksha,
Rup Siksha
and
Ravananda, Ravananda Sangbad,
what is the difference from them? Their Vaidhi Bhakti is also entering in the Raganuga Bhakti.
But actual Raganuga Sadhan Bhakti can only be done, you have told, only can be done in stage of at least Asakti, you told. Real
when Raganuga, you have desire to follow, really, not artificially, it means that Asakti has come.
Srila Gurudev, is Harinam Guru considered the Mantra Guru? If only giving Harinam, is he to be considered Mantra Guru?
No.
Harinam?
Harinam dila uni ki mantra udiksha guru?
He
may not be.
He is guru. And also, if that guru, even he is qualified, but he passed away from this world, and any disciple took only Harinam from him, then he will take Diksha Guru, equal to that Guru. Diksha Guru should be equal to him and in same line. They should take.
Chalo bhai.
Hang on now.